until 11. You're listening to Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye, live from Torquay on 94.7 The Pulse.
And we're here at Cafe Moby in Torquay, looking out over the beautiful Bass Strait. It's all glassed out and still not a cloud in the sky. So come on down, and we have to say a very big thanks to Cafe Moby for being such great hosts of this broadcast this morning. And when we come down every single fortnight. Now I'm joined with us by David Petty. Of course, we don't have any Wiley Sims this morning. He's in Noumea. But David Petty's come in. He's the community engagement manager for the Great Ocean Road Coast Committee. David, good morning.
Good morning, Mitchell. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much. And now you've just recently taken on this position. Tell us about a bit of your background.
My background is I was the manager of communications with Parks Victoria. Healthy Parks, Healthy People, as they say, and I've moved now to the coast here, so it's a very healthy coast, healthy people, which I've moved across to, and congratulations on organising such a fantastic day for us to be out here in Torquay.
Yeah, that's right. We spoke to the weather people, and we managed to get it all set up for today, which is great. We haven't been successful in the past. So tell us about the work of the Great Ocean Road Coast Committee.
Yeah, happy to. The Great Ocean Road Coast Committee, Mitchell, is it's a not-for-profit with a board, which is appointed by the Minister for Environment, Climate Change and Water, which is Les Neville. It's the interesting funding model, however, the funding it comes from, it's commercial operations, which is Torquay and Lawn Foreshore Caravan Parks and other leasing arrangements. So it doesn't have direct funding from government or from the local shire. And all of those funds go back into the parks. They go back into the projects, they go back into environmental programs and into educational programs. And that's sort of where I come in, which is really impressing upon some of the work that the Great Ocean Road Coast Committee does and the opportunities that the local committee or the local community have a chance to take part of with those programs. So one of those I could just talk to is that Gawk offers free education programs and has a number of partnerships with schools. We've got a fantastic education team, a very experienced and engaging team. Pete Croft, Hilary Bomer and Georgie Beale, who takes care of the conservation side of things. And they have a really wonderful program, which I'm just really getting my head around now, being 2 weeks into the job. But the Coast Guardians program has just got me so impressed and excited about the potential for what we can do. So that's a program where kids for the whole year, and when I say kids, I'm talking about Geelong Lutheran College, Lawn Areas Inlet, Northern Bay Year 12 College, and Surf Coast Secondary College. They spend the year working on education and conservation programs, so hands-on learning and really understanding the coastal environment that we're really lucky to be able to manage on behalf of the local community. And I think through that, you're starting to get successive generations really caring about the coast that we love here and that we're looking out onto today, Mitchell.
And what age of kids are we talking about with this education program?
Well, it stretches from primary school kids through to secondary school kids. The Coast Guardians program really looks at the kids in secondary school when they're sort of deciding about what they'd like to do with their lives. And really engaging them at that point is really when you start to get those successive generations who are really caring about the environment.
And is this one where you take out like a whole class of people to come on down and do it, or does it involve an extracurricular activity where the students actually put their hands up to participate?
A little bit of both. So the classes will come down there and they'll put on the gloves and they'll get out the gardening implements and they'll get a bit of an education on what the coastal weed issues we're dealing with, what the issues we have with around littering. And what a great achievement for that program would be is if we have had about 400 students going through it. If you had 400 students that would point to a piece of litter on the ground saying that's unacceptable, that's when you start to get a bit of behaviour change and really caring for that 37 kilometres of coastline that Gawk manage.
And this is what we talk about with successive generations. If you start early and get the messaging right, then it does carry through, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And you can see the generations of volunteers that are working along the coastline, some fantastic groups there that have been doing stuff for decades there, and it's really getting that next generation to have that same sort of ethic and that love for the coast that those groups have.
And how do you think we instill that passion into those students? You mentioned that some of them are willing to put their hands up and, you know, go the extra mile, which is fantastic to hear. But what sort of things really compel them to take part and not even just do like the bare minimum required for school, but then, you know, really make it a part of their lives?
No, look, I think it really starts with that hands-on learning, getting outside of the classroom. So it's not necessarily you're experiencing something through an iPad. It's getting out there and getting a bit of sand under the fingernails. A little bit of sand in the shoes and really starting to get a bit of hands-on learning. And so it really does become part of your life and not something that you're doing just for school.
Mm. And what are the key messages that you're trying to instill? I mean, for example, you mentioned littering there. Is that the biggest thing to be concerned about? Is that the biggest area where behavioural change can have an impact?
Oh, look, it certainly would be up there. I think that when we get to a point when people are seeing that pizza box on a coastline and saying that's not acceptable to our society, that sort of is a measure of success. Litter would certainly be one of the top issues. There are other issues that we need to discuss too with students, which is the growing challenges of climate change and dune erosion. And the team at Gawk have been doing such a fantastic job over the last few years and really expecting to see that program really elevate.
So with climate change, what are we seeing down this way? What sort of noticeable impacts are there?
Well, erosion would be one of the top ones. So the coastline that people were enjoying 20 years ago looks remarkably different to the one that we're looking at now. And how we thoughtfully manage that over the next decade and decade and a bit to try and mitigate the impacts of climate change so that the coast is something that continues to attract people down here, because tourism is a huge issue, a huge thing for us and a huge opportunity for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's some of the most stunning coastline in the world. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
And that's what brings people down here. What actually causes erosion and how does climate change play a role in that?
Well, look, I'm no expert on erosion issues, but the when you're getting tidal surges and they're particularly bad years where you've seen coastlines really getting copping a bit of heat, is that you'll see big changes in erosion. And there's a lot of really smart people doing a lot of modelling on how we mitigate that, where we plant thoughtfully, where we direct our visitors to the beaches that everybody loves so much. So when we next go down and have a surf at the beach, it's really looking at where you're going, how you're accessing that beach. Are you tramping through the dunes, or are you taking some of the pathways through there? We want to encourage more and more people down here because it's wonderful opportunities, as you say.
Yeah, I mean, with your committee, that's one of the considerations, is it, that you're talking about how we manage the influx of tourists? Because I know that there's been some talk about how we sustain Bell's Beach and the appropriate development there, for example, whether you can have people driving directly there, whether they should take a bus down there, all that sort of thing. I mean, you just look around, for example, on the Great Ocean Road, and there's just so many people, it just brings people down here. But is there room for a lot more people to converge on the area, I suppose?
No, I think there definitely is. As you say, there's no shortage of visitors to the Great Ocean Road, but what an opportunity too. If everyone was coming down here and understanding what it means to manage a coastline and to treat it with the respect that you're putting something back into the environment rather than just taking your selfie and going home. So I think with the Great Ocean Road Coast Committee, one of the balancing acts, if you will, that we try and do here is to balance that visitation versus thoughtful environmental management.
So the word sustainability comes to mind.
Absolutely. I think that's a well chosen word and a sustainable model for that going forward. So the more visitors we have coming into the caravan parks down here, that's the funding model for the Great Ocean Road Coast Committee. So that's more dollars going into education programs and into environmental programs.
And obviously trying to get the message out to tourists is very different to trying to get the message out to students, because tourists, obviously, they come here once in a few years, but they don't really have the same attachment to the area that some of the students would that I imagine you're working with. So how does that work?
Oh, look, I think you're exactly right. It's Mitchell. It's got the there's real opportunity to work closely with the tour operators and with the tourism industry. We already have great relationships there. There's a lot more potential for what we can do in terms of how we can provide information for people about planning their trips out there and taking a little bit of something home with them, not just that selfie shot, which, of course, is something that people really want anyway.
Of course. And you mentioned there about the volunteering groups. Do you coordinate any of those, or what's the best way for people out there, if they're listening to this and they want to play a more active role in their coast, how can they get involved in volunteering?
Please contact us at the Great Ocean Road Coast Committee through the website, which is gorcc.com.au. I had the privilege of meeting with the Friends of Queen's Park in Lorne last week. This is a group that for decades has been looking after the Queen's Park area and investing their time, but also their passion and their knowledge, and was really impressed with how much love they have for the area that they live in, and wanting to leave something for the next generation. So if that sounds appealing to you, please get in contact with us, because we really do need that next generation of volunteers to come through and show that same degree of passion, and so that knowledge is passed on from volunteer group to volunteer group.
So if people do get in touch, what sort of work might they be doing, or what sort of skill sets should they bring with them?
Well, it can really be a learning experience. I think the step one is passion. Step one is really love for the area that you're living in, or the area that you want to live in. What I've really been impressed with since I've been in the role is how engaged the community is with the environment that they live in down here. So what do they need to bring to it? Just, I think, bring your passion is what we're after.
Very good advice, and very interesting. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, David, and we'll have to catch up again perhaps in a few months' time and see how things are going, get a bit of an update, but I appreciate you joining us on the program here in Torquay this morning.
Anytime. Really enjoyed it. Thanks, Mitchell.
Good on you, David Petty there, the Community Engagement Manager for the Great Ocean Road Coast Committee. The time is 17 minutes after 10 o'clock. We'll go now to a track of music, and coming up next, we'll be joined by John Bell, who is the President into the Torquay Lions Club. This is 94.7 The Pulse.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.